Calls are going out from the Escarosa Coalition on the Homeless for volunteers to take part in the annual count of the homeless on January 27th and 28th. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
Point in Time allows agencies that provide services to the homeless to get a handle on the overall population in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties and how to tailor those services to help move them out of homelessness.
We seem to get people that move here because they're expecting job opportunities, and then when they get here, they find out that it doesn't pay the same as from where they're coming from, or their opportunities just aren't here, and then they're stuck.
Allison Griffith is the program's coordinator.
We actually disperse teams out on the street in areas where the homeless normally gather, the Alfred Washburn Center, Salvation Army, places like that.
Last year, more than 30 agencies took part and assisted more than 300 people. Then coordinator Serene Kayak deployed about 100 volunteers to sites throughout Escarosa.
If you just take a look around, you can see we have homeless. I mean, they're on just about every corner. Every shelter is full. Every program is full. So we do have probably more homeless. Apparent homeless that you see is in Escambia County. The invisible homeless is in Santa Rosa County.
Invisible homeless, more often than not, are those who are temporarily bunking with family and friends.
It does report to HUD why they do funding in this area. It does give us a trend on the homeless, if it is going up or down. And it also gives us a trend on the chronic homeless. These are the people who are consistently homeless with a disability intact as well.
This year, it's anticipated that up to 500 individuals will be at the UCount service day. Allison Griffith says they'll collect some basic information from them.
We find out if they're veterans. We find out their age, race, sex, if they have any disabilities, what their household dynamics are, and what their previous living situation is, and try to find out how they actually ended up homeless.
After the interviews, the information is placed into a database, which enables the coalition to track them when they come in for services.
That helps us to prevent duplication of services and stretch the amount of money that we have in the community over the most amount of people to help them. And we're able to determine what their root cause of their homelessness is, and then get them in the programs that provide them skills to get out of homelessness.
Griffith says the volunteers, both individuals and groups, are welcome to come out. We'll be doing a variety of jobs over the two-day period.
They'll actually go out with a team and help us to survey the volunteers. And then at the UCount service day, I need volunteers from setting up and taking down to providing directions, helping escort disabled clients. No previous training necessary, just a willingness to help.
Volunteers are also being sought to provide a number of personal services, such as haircuts, beard trims, and chair massages. While the goal of the Escarosa Coalition on the Homeless is to prevent and eliminate homelessness in the two counties,
I don't think that we'll ever get to a net zero homeless population, but it is feasible to rehome individuals, give them job training, and maybe not get them in their own home, but get them in a group home or a setting where they are off the streets.
Anyone wishing to be a part of Point in Time, again set for January 27th and 28th, can call Allison Griffith at 439-3009 extension 104 or shoot her an email at allison.griffith@eoh.org no later than January 10th. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.